little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
HRT, we just have a quick talk about HRT. HRT's come and gone and then come back again. So we're just going to highlight the fact that it's come back a little bit more, and people are starting to feel a bit more comfortable about using HRT and recommending HRT and really knowing the balance of risks and benefits with using HRT. So Melinda has come to see you. She is starting to have symptoms that she thinks are probably linked to going through the change. She's around about that sort of age. So Melinda, what symptoms do you have and how are they affecting your quality of life?
Oh, I'm really ratty. I mean, I'm just losing my temper all the time. And these sweats, they're really terrible at work. You know, suddenly I've got sweat pouring off my head and on my top lip, my whole face is sort of glowing. Oh, it's horrible.
Have you still got your womb? Have you ever had a hysterectomy?
Oh, no, I've still got it. I've never had any hysterectomy.
Do you have a family history of breast cancer or clots in the legs or lungs?
Not really, no. I mean, my gran, I think she might have had breast cancer, but when she was very elderly, I mean, she's passed away quite a while ago now.
Okay. And what about water infections or accidents with your waterworks, so stress incontinence? You wet yourself when you cough or sneeze. Does that ever happen?
Not really, no. It's okay. Fine.
And how are all your symptoms affecting your relationships at the moment?
Well, it's just that my temper's affecting it. That's the main thing, I guess. And I don't feel very attractive with all this sweating.
So there's a lot of information in there that you potentially could provide, but we're going to go straight to the safety netting component of this. So take a look at that potential information to provide to your patients, and let's focus on the safety netting side of things.
Okay, Melinda, so there's a few things I usually sort of mention if you're going to choose to be on this combined HRT. So it does increase your risk of breast cancer in the medium to long term. So 3 extra women will be diagnosed with breast cancer for each 1,000 using combined HRT for 5 years. So sometimes you might prefer to use HRT to control the symptoms for a period of a few months or a year or so, because the risk of that is extremely small in terms of your increased risk of breast cancer. You really need to be using it for 5 years or longer to experience the increase in risk. Now, this
so we're going to change over, and this isn't going to be Melinda because we've got a different patient, Pauline, and Pauline hasn't got a womb.
So Pauline, you really only need estrogen-only HRT because you've had a hysterectomy, and actually HRT with estrogen-only doesn't really increase your risk of breast cancer. It's also worth mentioning about the difference between oral and transdermal preparations. So say you've got Pauline and she actually wants to use an estrogen gel rather than tablets, you could add in some extra information. So oral HRT does increase your risk of clots. So 5 or 10 extra blood clots would happen if 10,000 women used oral HRT for a year. But using patches or transdermal preparations like the gel as well seem to be actually quite safe. So it's really about whether or not you're taking the tablets. And it sounds like you want to avoid the tablets.
Yeah, that sounds very sensible, Doctor. Yeah, okay. I'm quite interested in that.
If you have any vaginal symptoms like irritation, dryness, soreness during sex, or recurrent water infections, we can give you vaginal estrogen to sort of apply topically inside the vagina. And actually, that's completely safe. No increased risk of clots or breast cancer.
Oh, okay. I read in the Times something about that maybe being something that would be helpful for me because I keep on getting water infections. Is that right?
Yeah, so if you keep on getting water infections, we would usually suggest we have a wee look and examine you down below just to make sure that, you know, there's nothing else going on. But if it's just a case of being linked to the changes we see in people's vagina at the menopause, then vaginal estrogen would be safe. Would you like to book in for an examination next week? And then
if you wouldn't mind, that'd be good.
Discuss that, okay.
Yeah. And my mum's in a nursing home at the moment and she's very prone to water infections. I doubt very much she'd be happy to take that sort of treatment on a regular basis. Is there anything that we could do for her?
Well, I didn't actually know about this preparation, but I have just read Yeah. Where did I just read this thing?
Well, there is a preparation called E string.
E string, I've never heard of.
And E string is a preparation that can be popped inside of the vagina, usually by your district or your practice nurse, and it stays in there for 3 months, and it just is a slow release system for estrogen, and it's very well tolerated and very safe, and can be extremely helpful for helping deal not just with recurrent water infections and reducing the incidence of those, but also for helping with stress incontinence as well.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.